Welcome to Silence the Mind Cluck. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Silence the Mind Cluck podcast. I am thrilled today to have Coach Nikki with me. Coach Nikki, welcome.
Thank you so much, Maria. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, delighted to have you. So let's start. Will you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Yes, my name is Nicole Hosang, and I'm called Nikki in my coaching space. And right now I am a mom of two, I've been a coach for over 15 years. I started out in the gym space as a personal trainer. It has been a beautiful evolution, if you will, to the virtual space. Now I am a digital entrepreneur and navigating motherhood. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm practicing a lot of social media skills, the behind the scenes in creation. And I'm continuing my ongoing pursuit to support other creatives and entrepreneurs in their development journey, mind, body, spirit, and it's through the process of coaching. So yeah, very exciting time to discover what we're capable of, and I'm having a good time. I'm glad to be here.
All right, that's awesome. So I understand that you underwent a pretty quick transition a bit ago, and I'd love to hear about that. So tell us where you were, and then what was sort of your process to move into where you are now?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a personal trainer in the gym space. I was actively taking some personal development courses just to support fitness training, different types of exercise and energy management in the personal training space. There's lots of courses and development that we can take to keep our certification current and to always be offering the newest, you know, the methods of support for our clients. And so I like to embrace the learning. Yeah, it was wonderful. Had some long-term clients, and then I did some competitions, some physique competitions, and I got to celebrate what it feels like to be really fit.
Yeah, that's awesome.
High level fitness.
That's great.
Thank you so much. And yeah, so fun. It, you know, you're strong and doing all these incredible things. And in 2018, I learned that I was pregnant with my my eldest son. He's now three. He's turning four in November. Okay. And it's so exciting as a new mom. And I was juggling that and personal training, and it was fun. And I love the challenge. I love being in my passion. And and then the gyms were closed. The gyms were closed in 2020. It was complete shutdown. And I looked at my little one and what I had developed for myself, and I thought, well, now I've got to get really creative. What do I do? How do we continue? Do I need to look for some new work? I want to be able to support my family the way that I've begun this journey. I want to continue doing that. And I had to get creative. So I asked all my clients if they were open to doing something, maybe on a video, maybe some WhatsApp. WhatsApp is an app that offers some video connection. Uh-huh. So we tried it out. I gave it a shot. I was open. They were open. It was beautiful. And they loved it. They loved it. They loved the exchange. They loved the dialogue. It was very supportive. Each individual was going through their own experience with the closure as well. Uh-huh. So it was so supportive and community-based. And we got the group dynamic going. It wasn't one-on-one. So everyone was participating at the same time. And in about May of 2020, I learned that I was pregnant, a few months actually, pregnant with my second son. So I thought, well, now we've got two babes, one on the way, and I better make sure that this structure I've developed is prosperous. I'd like to take this a little bit more seriously. I'm interested in making this business into something that's far more fruitful. I'd never had the vision to take it somewhere big. And I think now I recognize the responsibility that I was carrying. And I said, I need to be more serious about this passion work. And I recognize the value of asking for help in the business space. I've done it so often in the fitness, learning about body, learning about energy and nutrition and exercise, but I've not done it in the business space. And it took a lot. It took a lot of introspection to recognize the value of asking for help.
And so let's dive into that a little bit.
Yeah.
So what kind of mind cluck did you have going on? Like, what was your brain telling you that was making you think like, oh wow, what am I going to do? Did you feel, you know, down at all and you needed like to find some way to sort of inspire yourself? What was your process there? Because I mean, everyone, I think, understands, you know, going through a massive change with COVID, it affected so many people's work. And I can just imagine all of the things that could have been going on in your mind. So tell us about some of those things and what you did to overcome that.
Yes, absolutely. In my mind, I knew really a really strong feeling was present that I needed to be better. I needed to improve on what I had established and make it the best version it could possibly be. And I really didn't have any clarity on what the appropriate next step would be. I just knew what I was doing wasn't going to be enough. And that was powerful. It had me in a constant search. My mind became very open. I was curious, asking a lot of questions. And what I recognized after a lot of introspection was that I was surrounded by a very supportive community. I had everyone who has my best interest at heart around me. And that was beautiful. I never looked at my peer group and even my coaching clientele. They're all entrepreneurs. I'm coaching entrepreneurs and they were all experts in their field. And I thought, wow, let's get resourceful. I had no idea. I could have been asking them these curious questions a lot sooner. And so I got really a stronger connection with my circle. And I asked them, I said, hey, I think I need some help here, please. And would you be open to sharing with me more about what it is you do? And I learned with an individual in particular, who's a project manager, a client of mine. She's amazing with organization. And I thought, you know, I think I need to be more organized with my business. I was operating off of my cell phone for many years, no laptop. And there was so much room for growth. And I thought, do you mind? Maybe I can hire you. Are you open to this dynamic? And she suggested another person for me. She said, you know, I'm thinking you might need someone else. And she suggested a business coach. And so it was a short, sort of quick and intuitive guide to this business coach who I ended up investing in, and really just looking at investing in myself from a completely different vantage. So the learning curve was maybe just trust. There was a lot of trust issues maybe that I had to sort through, learning how to ask for help. That's something I was really recognizing I didn't surrender to a lot. I was wanting to do everything myself. And identifying other people's strong suits, this seeing like, you know, maybe I have some things that I'm really good at, but there's things that other people are good at that I can elect them or delegate or outsource as a business owner. It's so important to delegate and outsource. So yeah, these were very big learning curves for me.
So what enabled you to become curious? Like, was that a natural thing for you to do? Cause I highly recommend curiosity to anyone who's in a rough time. Cause when you become curious, you just change how your brain looks at things and it opens you up to possibilities. So was that an easy step for you to take, or did you have to work at that a bit? And if you had to work at it, how did you do it?
Yeah, I think curiosity is very important. I have to say, in my natural inclination, wanting to learn and improve, that's been something I've had by my side. Curiosity has been on my side for much of my life, much of my career. It's supported my ability to connect with people the way that I do. And I'm constantly analyzing what was movement patterns before turned into the analysis of behavioral patterns now. And it really does stretch the mind. Yeah, you start to see a lot of detail. It's always present, but we don't often pay close attention, or we don't connect the dots to the meaning, to the source of those behaviors. And so I can say, thankfully, I had curiosity on my side, and just maybe being clear about my goals. I would say the new goal, the arrival of that new goal, and getting very clear on what it represented, what it was going to hold for my success and my future, the future of my children, my unborn child at that time, is really, it was what the power behind what really fueled my curiosity in that time.
So what hiccups did you hit? Like, did you hit points where you were just like, ugh, this is impossible. Like, I don't know how I'm going to get this done. Or did that not happen to you?
There were points that were difficult. I think my attitude has a tendency to lean towards the positive side of things. I have to think my the way I was raised, my parents had a big play in that. I've always had a very positive take on situations that are trying and difficult. And it was a natural desire to pursue and overcome, just find some answers, but just the constant search, never giving up. And so I did, I did recognize that my communication needed to improve. I recognized some areas in myself that needed to be improved. Communication was a big factor. I wasn't asking enough questions. I recognized I need to ask more questions. And I needed to definitely improve organization. That was a big factor. So communication, organization, I would say releasing the energy that was not supportive, not positive in my space. I definitely, being the kind, good intentioned person that I like to be, especially as a coach, there are places in our lives where potentially we can save our energy a little bit. So it was a lot of energy management, recognizing I don't think I need to tell everyone what I'm doing. If they're not going to be supportive about it, I don't have to stretch myself there. And it was,
I want to ask you something about that. So how did you, because I think many people can relate to that, especially entrepreneurs, if you're embarking on something, a lot of people simply can't understand entrepreneurship. And so they may want to be supportive, but they don't really know what to say. How did you decide, like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to talk about this with these particular people because they're not going to give me back the energy I need. How did you make those decisions?
Well, it started to be something that I needed to record. So I started to get my pen and paper out regularly, almost each morning. You know, it was part of the improved organization. I created a ritual around journaling, and I started writing down some truths that I discovered and conversations. Many of the conversations I was having left me with a feeling that was very positive. And I thought, gosh, that's the kind of feeling I'd like to have every day. You know, that was beautiful. I thank them for that. And then I realized there were some exchanges that didn't leave me feeling like that. There were some exchanges that left me feeling like I was questioning my worthiness. I maybe felt a bit insecure after those exchanges. I might have felt a little bit upset, or, you know, if you've ever, I've had conversations with people where I didn't feel like I was being heard, you know, I thought, I don't know if I have your full attention right now. And then it was a bit disturbing at the end of that. I felt a little bit unsettled, especially if they would have asked me a question. How awkward would it be that they would ask me a question and then I go to answer and then they don't give me their attention for the reply. And so there were exchanges like that. Yeah, it was a great discovery of learning how to better serve myself and the people around me by saving energy for the things that were more important, the people that actually do care, and Yeah, I just it's I'm an energetic person, and I've always got this boundless, source, and I'm grateful for that. But boy, oh boy, when you're intentional about where you put it's a game changer, and it supported a lot of the positive energy that I like to put out. It just started to come back to me a lot quicker, and I noticed it right away.
And so did you, so in writing down, like, here I had this exchange and it made me feel not great, how did you then choose to interact with that person again? Or did you just limit what you talked about, or you kind of recognize, like, this is sort of the parameters of this relationship? Or did you say, you know what, I'm going to let this person go from my life? How did that play out for you?
Ah, that's it. I love that question. I definitely am the kind of person who doesn't like to burn bridges. I appreciate the value of the individuals in my space. And I believe there's a reason for each interaction that we have, whether it is that lesson of learning how to manage your energy, or else maybe there's something that serves us and we just haven't identified it yet. So I didn't really excommunicate anyone. It was more of a I think what I discovered was I could be a really good listener, and not every exchange required me to open up and be completely vulnerable or offer so much of myself, So that's what it was. I became a really good listener, and it helped me to tune in to those behavioral patterns and recognize what was worth digging deeper for and what was worth just being silent and respectful, very respectful, always respectful, regardless of the exchange, and just being open a little bit more to the empathy, recognizing that maybe the person that I'm having this encounter with doesn't see things from my perspective, and that I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think that's such a brilliant thing to realize that if you're in a conversation with someone and you could think, well, I could offer them this piece of information or this perspective or whatever, but I can sense that either they're not going to be open to it, they don't have the energy for that right now, or I just don't need to offer that from myself right now. And then you just sit back and just kind of let things go, let a conversation go the way it will. Like, it's very freeing to make that decision.
Absolutely. That is the best, Maria. Freeing. That's the best word to describe what this transformation has been for me. It's so beautiful. And I've entered something of a flow state where you just kind of go with the energetic current, and we're not fighting anything. And everything that happens has so much value. And it's been such a positive discovery. Not, there's no resistance. There's no battle. We just get to go with the flow.
Yeah, that's really nice. So another thing I wanted to ask you about is, how did you come up with the courage to say to your clients, hey, you're an entrepreneur expert in whatever, and can I ask you for help? What gave you the courage to do that? Because I think so many people are afraid to ask for help. And so I'm just really interested to know what got you there, like what enabled you to do that?
Well, I think that sense of urgency really changed things for me. this new life that was being created within me that I knew I was responsible for, and just having a very high association with a positive association with what responsibility means as a core value. That was something that was really taught for me. I'm the eldest of four. So I have three younger brothers, and I think that there's always been this clear message to lead by example and to be responsible. And I think what I noticed in that position was that it was my responsibility to start asking for help if that was going to be the avenue that was going to support longevity and security, financial security, or the ability to thrive and not find myself in a squeeze. It was my responsibility to ask for help. And that weight, the weight of that, the pressure of that far outweighed any sort of fear, you know, that could have been attached to what my, yeah, it was deep. What my clients would think. They loved me. I love them. There really wasn't any reason for me to be nervous. But, you know, we all feel that sensation inside that has us a little bit inhibited. So yeah, the responsibility that I was being called to function in, it really changed things.
So for someone who's listening who might be in the position of recognizing they need help, what would you suggest to them as how they can, you know, pull themselves up by their bootstraps and go ahead and ask for help? What would you suggest about that? Like, were people very willing to help? Did that give you, you know, what would you say to someone who's sitting at home and thinking, I know I need help, but I'm terrified to ask?
Yes, I think that, well, I'm a coach and I help people, I help creative people realize their own limiting beliefs, and I help them come into a space of courage and confidence. And that to me is so meaningful because that means there are more people who are like me who want to help. So potentially the advice I would give is just a little bit of a mind reframe and realize that there are people who actually want to help you. Guess what? They're not going to know that they can support you unless you ask. They are waiting for you to ask them so they can finally help. And you know, I've had to learn to listen because the people I wanted to help maybe were not ready. And I'm listening, and I'm waiting for someone to say, "Hey, you know, Nicole, I could use some help. Coach Nikki, what do you think of this? I could use some of your help." I'm waiting, I'm listening, and so that when someone asks help, that I'm so eager to give. And so yeah, really just surrender to your intuition and ask, because there's so many people waiting to support you.
I think that's such a great message. The other thing about people waiting to support you is that everyone feels good when they help somebody else. And so when you ask someone for help, you're also giving them the gift of them getting to feel great about offering help. It's a way to like flip the narrative. So you're actually giving them an opportunity to feel great.
That's beautiful. Exactly. It's such a positive exchange. It's giving and receiving. And I think learning how to balance that concept, just learning that basic concept, has been a pivotal, you know, influence in how we live our lives. I think a lot of people are, they would rather give than receive. And sometimes we're taught that, you know, we're taught that that's the better way. And there really is a beautiful experience that happens when we give, but recognizing that you deserve to receive. I think of worthiness, like you deserve to receive too.
It's a two-way street for sure, for sure. So what we're getting towards the end of our time, and I wanted to just give you an opportunity to offer a piece of wisdom for our audience, to talk about any of your work, et cetera. So please share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say keep a positive mind of yourself. The perspective of yourself, it really is going to shape how you choose to live in this world and what your human experience is all about. So fashion a positive take on yourself, even if it means stepping outside of what you see and maybe taking a look at how other people might see you positively. That really changed things for me when I saw what my clients saw in me and what my peers, the people who compliment you, what they're seeing in you. And when you look at yourself from that vantage, you're so beautiful. You're so sweet. You're so kind. And boy, it changes how you interact. You don't have to be afraid anymore because people want to connect with you. And I would just say, keep it positive. Look at yourself positively, and it'll change your entire experience.
I think that is such good advice. That's really good advice. practicing, like, because it's so easy to beat ourselves up and to try and shift that and instead be congratulating yourself. So even when you're having a bad day, it's like, you know what? You did the best you could today and good for you. And you know, you're kind, you're loving, your whatever, add on as many descriptives as you want so that you keep reminding yourself, especially in hard times, like you have value, you are worthy, and you have things to contribute that are important.
Exactly. Very well said.
For people who are watching this on video, you'll see I've got a ticker going with Nikki's Instagram on there, and this will also be in the show notes. Anything else that you want to direct people to, Nikki?
Yes, absolutely. I do currently offer a coaching program right now, and it's nice. It's a short commitment. It's only 12 weeks. It's called Intuition, and I love the name because it really is the representation of what I surrendered to in order to find success on my journey. I was able to listen to my heart and that inner guide. So Intuition, if you're interested in the growth mindset and developing a stronger awareness, and confidence, improved confidence and courage to do the things in your life that you really want to do, but you're a little bit nervous or scared. Intuition, it's a 12-week program. I'm your Coach Nikki. And you can connect with me on Instagram to ask more. And I'd love to do even just a phone call if you have any questions. And I'd be happy to support you on anything that I've had experience with in the past. I'm happy to support anyone who's open and ready to ask for help.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Well, being ready to ask for help is something that everyone can benefit from. And if you're sitting at home thinking like, oh, I'm too afraid to do it, just start with something small. Start asking, you know, ask a neighbor, ask a friend, ask a family member. Start by asking someone you trust to build up your confidence in asking for help. But asking for help and receiving help, those are two wonderful things in life.
Beautiful. Yeah, I
Okay.
agree.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Coach Nikki. And to our listeners, thanks so much for listening.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome. Okay. Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of mind clucking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.